Talk Live, 855-453. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It is Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
Give us a call at 855-453. Free Talk Live is about your phone calls, so let's go straight into the phone calls. Let's go to Jake. Jake, you're listening in Los Angeles?
Yes.
Hi. Excellent. What's on your mind?
I wanted to mention something about Aaron Swartz. You guys had brought him up.
Sure.
As I understand it, he actually did not hack the computers over there. Apparently,
MIT?
Right. As I understand it, he was, I believe he was a fellow at the campus.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually had legal access to download all of this, all of these documents.
The only thing he really that's what they're saying now. Yes,
wrote a script to just download everything automatically, not to have to do it manually, and he just downloaded everything. But legally, he had access and the right to download and make copies and everything of all of those documents.
So
it was just uploaded for everybody else.
Thanks for clarifying that, Jake, because I wasn't aware of that detail. I appreciate you bringing that up.
Let me be 100% clear. So he was allowed access to this material. He just wasn't supposed to be sharing the material, so he allowed access to other people. Is that the idea?
Well, I believe that they charged a fee to other people to down like a dollar a document or something, whatever it was. But if you were a person that had access, like he was a fellow at the campus, I think he could print them out and hand them to anybody he wanted. I think that there was no, I'm not 100% sure, but I believe that he was allowed to do basically whatever he wanted. The thing that they got upset about is that he basically downloaded everything.
Right. The problem is that he set the information free. And that's what this is all about. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Even though it was completely legal what he did. And that's really the whole really messed up thing about all of this is that this is all this stuff is public records anyways.
Yeah.
As I understand, you're talking about stuff that was really public records anyways. They were just charging for the use of their system to be able to.
Well, academic papers, often the work that goes into those is funded by money that's taken from people by the government and given in the form of grants
public money
to researchers.
Right.
And so if that work was paid for by, supposedly everybody, then shouldn't it be public to access?
To everybody.
Right. It should be publicly owned, just like, a national park is publicly owned because we pay for it. Right?
Except you got to pay to get in.
Yeah.
Exactly. You have to pay for a camping permit and a fire permit and all kinds of stuff like that.
Unless you just sneak in. Thanks for the call, Jake. 855-453. You make a point that I hadn't really thought of before, Stephanie. If we, the public, are paying researchers to do the research they do, and they're getting all kinds of accolades.
Sometimes people are paying researchers for research that they disagree with and wouldn't want to pay for.
Absolutely. So don't they have the right to the access to the information that they paid for in the first place? And it seems fair, it seemed to me. Let's go to, Viola. Viola, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Viola? I'm here. I'm just on a cell phone. So
okay.
Can you
hear me? It's kind of popping in and out.
Why don't you try to tell us what's on your mind?
Yeah, let's see what's on. Just go ahead and tell us what's on your mind, and we'll see how it works out.
Okay. I was calling about the child support issue. I wanted to have a little input there, and I have raised, I've got legal custody of two children. I have a guardianship of one other grandchild for a year while their parents were in prison. I'm also a court-appointed special advocate, CASA worker is what they normally call them, where I advocate for children that have been taken from their parents may or may not get to go back to their families. I'm also a teacher in a public school. In my experience, the only time that the government gets involved in the child support is if one of the parents, the parent that has the children, has applied for government assistance like child support, like advance.
Right, I've heard. I've heard this that if generally a woman will apply for some kind of government assistance, that the government will first and foremost go after the dad and make sure that he's making payments, and oftentimes will change the payments to being made through the government agency, and you know then the government agency will make the payments to the woman and then go after the dad. Does that sound about right?
Right, but it's only have transitional employment assistance, or which is the check that they give the parent, the custodial parent, every month for the children, or if they've got Medicaid, like in Arkansas, it's our kids, or if they're getting otherwise, the government has no way. As far as I know, I mean, with all of my experience.
Well, I'm glad that Viola. We're having a little trouble with the cell phone, but I'm glad that you know somebody who's as experienced as Viola is doesn't see a lot of what the previous caller said, where the government just jumped right in California, just jumped right in.
It could be different in different localities too.
Well, I find that of some level of comfort. It did seem like a very unusual circumstance, but. Mm-hmm. You know.
But why is it that in some places or in some state, like why do we hear these stories so often where the government is just, you know, taking children from people like the CPS department or whatever? We hear a lot of sort of like overzealous stories about that.
I think that, and that's a situation where the zebras get the news and the horses don't. Mm-hmm. I tend to think that most of the situations with CPS are probably, you know, horrifying circumstances. Mm, where
I don't know that they're that. I have some degree of personal experience where they'll get called pretty much as a chain. What happens is that someone contacts the police. It could be anyone. It's an anonymous tip. The police come to the house, and if it's about a child, and this would be in like New York, I can say this for, the police have to get, no matter what they find, they have to get CPS involved.
And protective services,
right? But it could be nothing. In fact, in the case that I'm aware of, there was nothing wrong. But CPS has to come, and CPS has to do this whole thing, and then CPS has, you know, talks to the child on their own, and et cetera. And so I don't think it takes a horrible situation for CPS to go through a litany of things.
Didn't you just have a call last night on the show, Mark, where there was a woman who was saying that she basically had her children taken from her, and she thought that this was an unjust circumstance, and that she didn't think that they should have been taken, obviously.
Yeah.
And then they were returned to her in like really unhealthy condition.
I don't think anybody who has their children taken from them ever thinks that it was fair. And the scary part of these circumstances is I just wonder. You know, I mean, everybody's smeared. Once CPS gets into the into the situation, you're just smeared with the dirtiest area of society, because this is what people think. They think what I think, which is, you know, if CPS is involved, it's probably a really ugly situation. And I know that there's some ugly situations.
Sure, but an interesting tidbit is that actually CPS does not consider spanking a problem. They recommend, the CPS workers will tell you, they recommend that you don't do that, but they don't consider that a problem. My point in being is that their physical abuse and things like that, CPS isn't so much, it's like sometimes they'll just turn a blind eye to that.
So it depends on where you use physical force on
right.
a child.
But if it's a belt, they won't say anything. If it's a paddle, they won't say anything.
Wow.
It could be arbitrary.
But we've heard of people having children taken away for not giving them vaccines and things like that.
There's certainly been stories.
So
there's,
don't give your kid a vaccine. Get him taken away.
Go ahead and beat him.
Right.
There was a story out of North Carolina where a family, generally children after birth lose a little weight and then they start going back up.
Yep.
And there was a family out of North Carolina that had their child taken for losing some weight. And, you know, that was
a strange message. Yeah.
Yeah. It's scary to, you know, just it's all these the most valuable thing you have in the world. And these people have the power to take it away. That's frightening. Free Talk Live.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Amarin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Amarin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault. 20 sea varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
In the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
You know, I've been giving out the telephone number, 855-453, but I haven't been giving out the Skype, what do you call that thing, handle?
Yeah, it's a Skype handle, Skype ID, Skype name, whatever you
okay,
want
the,
to call
the
it.
Skype handle, lrn.fm. Is it lrn.fm studio or just lrn.fm?
No, nope, it's just lrn.fm, and the way that that works is on the program Skype, you can make a free call to Free Talk Live, even internationally, which is the beauty of Skype, and it's higher audio quality, too. you can just search, you know, add a new contact and then type in LRN.FM and send us a contact request. Mark will accept your contact request and connect with you, and then you can call the show on Skype.
There you go. So, yeah, we've been accepting all kinds of contact requests so that people can call in and use. Well, you know, it's really, the audio has been quite good on it, on this this new setup.
Yeah.
Here. And another thing I probably should mention is Free Talk Live. We'd mentioned how it's different than other radio programs out there. Another thing that's different about it is we give away all of our archives for free. A lot of the archives. I mean, there's probably some somewhere that we haven't made available yet.
Yeah, I mean, you've been going 10 years.
Yeah, but certainly the last 6 years or so free.
And the first two seasons also on Free Talk Live are available.
You have to know how to use as a torrent or something like that. But yeah, the first 6 years available for, or the last 6 years available for free at archives.freetalklive.com and quite a few more. You can go in there, figure it out. All kinds of audio content, however it is that you want to listen to Free Talk Live, whether it's gardening or working out or commuting or, you know, sitting at work. Some people have jobs where they, you know, they can listen to whatever they want to listen yeah. all day long. And Free Talk Live, we give you a lot of content to fill those lonely, lonely hours. Anyway, you can go to archives.freetalklive.com and whittle away those hours.
There is something really personal about radio. You know, you get to know the host. You and Ian are always saying that.
It's the
people
truth.
Feel like they really can connect with the hosts.
Oftentimes, people will come up to me at the Liberty Forum or the Porcupine Freedom Festival where we go.
And they say they thought you were bigger.
I'm bigger than life already. The thing that they might say to the, you know, they'll say is, you know, it must be very strange for you to because I feel like I know you, and they'll be speaking to me. So they'll say, they feel like they know me, and they're right. They do. Whereas,
you don't know anything about them.
I don't know anything about them. And it isn't strange to me because, well, I've been doing this for quite some time. Mm-hmm. I'm used to having my life out there for people. To some extent, you have to be a bit of an extrovert and willing to put your, you know, your business out on Front Street to do this kind of show. And, yeah, people do really know me. And, yes, it's fine if they come up and talk to me at these events. I don't feel like people are hovering or doing whatever at these events because that's what I'm there to do. I'm there... You know, those 2 weeks out of the year, I play Liberty Celebrity, and it's the rest of the year, I'm not that way. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm out splitting wood or, you know, working with my pigs or making telephone calls for Free Talk Live. I have a very ordinary life most of the time, so, you know, I don't mind stepping up and being the Liberty Celebrity for folks if that's what they want me to be in those that time frame.
Ordinary for Superman.
Right. Yeah. And they can go ahead and you can... meet us and whomever at the Liberty Forum. You can go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival's Liberty Forum by going to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum, and that will be from the 21st to the 24th, and I'll be there playing Liberty Celebrity.
I'll be there, too.
That's right.
I don't know if I'll be the celebritarian that you are, but...
You'll have just as many fans. Bitinstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to get Bitcoins. BitInstant makes it possible for you to deposit money at more than a million locations around the world, including your computer at home. All you have to do is go to BitInstant.com, select how you want to fund your account, where your account is, and then make the deposit. It's that easy. It's BitInstant.com. There's been a lot of news surrounding Bitcoins recently, and it's probably, well, I'm thinking that Bitcoins are going to take off. That's my personal opinion, and I'm heavily invested. And if
I bet you're happy when you bought at $4 or whatever, yeah. Or you got these Bitcoins, and now they're worth... What, 17?
Yeah, I think there was a saying that was recently put out on the Free State Project Bitcoin Consortium Facebook page, which I really enjoy hanging out on that.
I learned a lot from Bitcoins. Too. I'm part of that group, too.
And one of my favorites guys over there, Matt Whitlock, who's you know, sort of a computer genius-y guy, and one of the kind of people that when he says Bitcoins are safe, it makes me comfortable that they're uncrackable. It makes me comfortable that Matt Whitlock says this. But he said, under $100, Bitcoins are a steal. And I really believe this, that, you know, I bought in at $9.50, I went really heavy into Bitcoins. I saw, for me, I saw a potential there, and I went really heavy into them. And they almost doubled from that time. And, you know, obviously I look smart today. If they were to crash and burn tomorrow, I wouldn't feel so smart. But it's hard for me to imagine the scenario in my head where that occurs. I can't put the pieces together. In the same way that it's difficult for people to imagine gold crashing and burning tomorrow, I can't see how Bitcoins are going to either.
Yeah, but Mark... Bitcoin doesn't have 6,000 years of history.
That is the one good argument behind metal backing of currency. And I
gold doesn't have 6,000 years either.
What's it got?
Because when the Visigoths conquered Rome, actually, Western civilization stopped using gold for almost 700 years.
Did it really?
Yeah, it didn't get back into use until the 13th or 14th century.
That's interesting. Now, the Visigoths, when they conquered Rome, is another way that gold is sort of, you know, as a currency, it works pretty well. But when you start having a situation where the Romans are, you know, bidding on the bodies of gladiators with gold, you know, it shows that the city was surrounded and they couldn't get food in because the Visigoths were out there. The Visigoths wanted food.
Right.
They didn't want the treasures of Rome. They only pillaged and sacked that city for 3 days. And
sure.
Then they moved on.
Right.
They laid siege to it for 7 months. But the inhabitants, I don't understand how, I can't remember what the guy's name was that was heading the Visigoths at the time, didn't understand that the Romans inside that walled city were eating the food that that the Visigoths were looking for over that 7 months each or whatever it was. I mean, it seems like a very strange thing. But that's what I guess they wanted. I mean, they only sacked the city for 3 days.
Right.
And they could have taken so much more.
But I thought gold had intrinsic value.
It doesn't have.
I guess not to the Visigoths. That's weird.
It has intrinsic value in the sense that it makes great jewelry. It makes, you know, it's great for...
It has medical uses, too.
Medical uses for computer parts. You could do plumbing with
computer parts 6,000 years ago?
Well, now. That's part of part of the intrinsic value to it.
By the way, Brian did a Bitcoin special on his podcast, Sovereign Tech, and he talked about this very thing. And I thought he brought up a point that I had never considered before.
How do you spell sovereign?
It's S-O-V-R-Y-N.
Okay. Sovereign Tech.
Yep.
So what was the point that you had never heard before?
Oh, about gold not having the history that everybody pumps it up to have, and the fact that there were no computer parts 6,000 years ago. So why did, you know, that's one thing that people say nowadays, gold has intrinsic value because it's used in electronics. Mm-hmm. Well, those are fairly recent in the history of gold, so why were people valuing it back then?
Yeah, my question was, is that, okay, if gold was just because of jewelry and because it was pretty. Now, I understand that it's soft and malleable and so it can be made into jewelry, but if it was just pretty, you know, the Romans, the Sumerians even knew what pyrite was. Why wasn't pyrite accepted?
Is it as malleable?
No, but that's still not a good enough...
Well, I would say that the reason, we could certainly talk about
this
coming back, is that basically the upper class would pay for it, so therefore the lower class would continue to use it as coinage because they could always sell it to the upper class.
But there's other gaps to this.
855-450-3733, your thoughts on gold or bitcoins.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
land in Buenos Aires, then our shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The Big Game Hunting Ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. Take hold toll-free. Call in line, 855-450-3733. Give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
It's 855-450-free. You're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries the name brands that you want at the lowest prices on all kinds of outdoor gear. I often list them off here, but, you know, it's like tents and outdoor apparel, accessories for rifles and ammunition. Everybody's looking for ammunition these days. And you can trust ManVentureOutpost.com. They're a family business. They've got great ratings from the Better Business Bureau. I've used them for years. And, you know, I'm really comfortable with them. And one thing I can tell you is you're going to get rock-bottom prices if you use ManVentureOutpost.com. If you are an outdoor enthusiast or you have one in your life and you want to buy something for them, this is the place to get it because you'll get it fast and you'll get it at the best price. It's ManVentureOutpost.com. Let's go to Roger in Indiana. Roger, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you guys doing?
All's well. What's on your mind?
I'm in Indiana. We're number one on child death from DCS, CPS, FSSA's incompetence.
Okay. So now what is the number one on deaths while children are in the custody of, like, CPS?
Right.
Where do you get the number from?
A friend of mine's been doing research on it for 30 years.
Okay. I mean, that would seem important to see which is the least.
I bet it's going to be hard to get them to give up those numbers, though. I don't think they want people to know about that, huh?
Probably not.
Well, that's the only the ones that we can find. They put out a report, and I think it was 97, that they had 47 child deaths in the state, and it was really something like 97.
So how are the children dying in their custody? I mean, that's a lot. 47 in a year?
Everything from, in Indianapolis, they just had some kids in foster care that they had been chained up, starved.
Chained up?
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Oprah had a couple shows of...
In a government building, they were chained up.
No, this is a child... Oh. Basically, foster everybody's system. In the foster system.
Oh, okay.
We've heard a lot of horror stories about that, too.
Yeah. But I was telling the screener it was so bad that in 1989 and 90, there were two federal lawsuits filed against Illinois DCF. And the federal judge said that the DCF's failure to make reasonable efforts to return foster children to their parents, and they were doing it because of just useless reasons. Mm-hmm. And the one said, judge said that within 21 days, they must identify the obstacles to the family's reunification and identify resources which were available and appoint people that were familiar with the law. You think they'd have to know the law before they did their job.
You know, this is something that I hear often, we'll hear from people who have their children taken by some type, one of these state child protective services, is there's no path for getting their kids back. There's no set of steps
right.
that they can take in order to get their kids back. And this is, you know, this is one a very disempowering thing, if you can imagine, trying to get your children back. And, you know, if it's you can't stay off crack and you're taking a drug test and you're coming up crack positive or whatever, well, I get it. At least they've given you a set of things that you can do to get your kid back, and you can't do them. Okay, now we can argue about whether a kid's better off with a parent that's addicted to crack or not, and I'd say the biggest problems with crack have to do with it being illegal from the government, but that's, you know, that's another story entirely.
We've even heard some allegations that they receive funding based on the number of children that they take. So
that makes some sense?
Yeah, so
wow,
they have
like
an incentive built in. Not a quota, but an incentive to have as many children as possible being taken away from their parents.
Yeah, a little commission on, you know, taking kids. Now, but I have a friend who works in this field, and oftentimes, as you can imagine, those people have their horror stories, too. And so it's this, you know, it's this weird tug of war where nobody seems accountable.
Well, the this all comes from the Federal Adoption Assistance and Child Welfare Act of 1980.
Okay.
It's Public Law 96-272, and it says it requires the child welfare agencies to make reasonable efforts to maintain children with their families. And the agency could not legally claim the federal matching funds during the period of a child's stay in foster care if they had failed to use reasonable efforts to return the child to the family.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
It's
what
horrifying.
Can you say about it? Yeah.
I mean, I can only imagine as a father what it would be like to have your kid taken away because of some story or another. Roger.
It's kind of like denied visitation.
What's that?
It's kind of like denied visitation. Fathers have the same fight when they try to get to see their kids after divorce.
Yeah, it can often be very difficult.
Yes.
Yeah.
But some different cases, that one that was cited in here, a teenage mother gave up her child voluntarily, quote unquote, until she found housing and a job. And when she found it, the agency didn't like the housing and the job and refused to return the child. Mm-hmm. And the judge said there was evidence that she neglected or abused the child, and the agency had failed to make reasonable efforts to prevent the separation of the mother and the child, return the child. And there's case after case of this.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that some judges are actually doing something about it.
Yeah.
It's frightening to, you know, because so often they just don't. I mean, it just seems like they, you know, they turn a deaf ear and, you know.
I think there are lots of people out there whose parenting may not be up to my standards.
Absolutely.
And that includes the foster parents to whom those kids are often given, you know, or placed with.
Roger, thanks for the call. I think that parenting is one of those things that everybody's got an opinion on.
Sure.
You know, parents and non-parents alike have an opinion on how everybody else does it. And nobody does it as good as you do. The grandparents, you know, they remember back to how they did things well as opposed to how they did things poorly. And then just kind of, you know, having a kid and hearing the way people, you know, this is a topic that touches everybody everywhere.
Yeah.
And
I'm not basing it on how I do it because I don't have any kids. Mm-hmm. I've worked with kids in the past, but I don't have my own. But I was a kid, and I'm basing it on how I would have liked to be treated myself.
Sure. But, I mean, everybody's got an opinion on it. And, it's you know, so it's this difficult thing. You know, who's right? You know, everybody's got a different opinion on it. And so, you know, I mean, it's
not everybody has different opinions. I mean, there's a spectrum, right?
There's a spectrum.
But, yeah, it's
not. No, the kid's probably right.
I think the kid's, you know, need to be listened to a little bit more.
I think that there are some spoiled kids that seem that want a bunch of free stuff too. So, you know, I mean, that's, you know, that makes it difficult. If you when my son Jack goes through the toy department, he sees a lot of Legos he'd like.
Mm-hmm.
He's not being abused because he can't get them. So, you know, I mean, that's a it's all give or take. It all, you know, center. This isn't obviously has nothing to do with the CPS conversation, but I tend yeah. not to think that it's.
I was thinking you were thinking things like food when you're talking about spoiled kids and they want to get things for free, like you creates like a parent creates a kid, and then you know doesn't realize that the kid needs things to survive, right?
Well, obviously, they, you know, I think you have a certain responsibility as a parent to provide, you know, food and shelter. But I do think that sometimes older kids, like, will, you know, have special special diets that they want to try. And then, you know, they think the parent's responsible for paying for, I don't know, their grass-fed organic beef or something like that. Sounds like they should go get a job. I had one. Started at 12. You know,
sometimes it can be hard to get a job when you're 14 or 15.
It is harder.
I did it. I did it, but I did it under the table.
Me too.
Yeah.
Did you buy all your clothes when you went to school too?
Well, how old are we talking?
At that age.
There are some. I think I bought most of them.
There are some 16, 17 year olds that believe that mommy and daddy are responsible for clothing them when they have a job. And I don't. I mean, I don't think that, you know, I think that a parent has a certain level of responsibility, but I think what they have the biggest responsibility for is teaching their kid responsibility around money. And
so, I mean.
Yeah, but I don't feel that that has anything to do with clothes, the responsibility of money. I mean, we'll agree to disagree.
Well, it depends on the kind of clothes you want.
I don't know. I think if I had a kid, I would want them to have clothes, you know, that they choose and they prefer.
We're not talking about rags that the children can cover their nakedness with here, Stephanie. I'm talking about going and I want
to... Come on, Mark, cut out the pillow sheets and put it over them.
That's right. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. I'm not even going to give out the number. The phone lines are loaded. This is the final segment of the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
So let's just jump right into the calls. Oh, real quick, though, I want to tell you, if you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, go ahead and do your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. When you do your online shopping at Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com, we get a little cut. You get the same prices, the same service, the same everything that you normally get from Amazon. And we get a little bit. It's a way to say, you know, thanks to Free Talk Live for what we do. And it just takes an extra moment. Really appreciate it. Let's go to Chris in Illinois. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Hi.
How's you guys doing?
All's well.
I was going to talk about Alaric and the sack of Rome.
Alaric,
and why, why the siege only lasted 3 days.
Okay.
And that was a negotiated sack, and it was fairly humane.
Okay.
And there was two aspects of that were important. One, the Romans were Christians, and the Visigoths were Christians. They were two different types of Christians. One believed in the Trinity. The other were Arian.
Right.
The Arian heresy.
That was when they were under, like, Ricared the First, right?
You're talking about Stiletto was a previous Roman general. They were always hiring these Germans, and they would, when they got on the Alps, they would turn around and, you know, get back with their tribe and come back at Rome.
Mm-hmm.
And the Visigoths, the other part of that was... these cities had a tactic of when they were invaded... the people would get up on the buildings and throw tiles down, and Rome had five-story concrete reinforced buildings, and this had been successfully used against Roman invaders. You know, when Romans would invade Roman cities,
mm-hmm.
and it was terrible. It would drive the troops out successfully sometimes. And Rome had five-story buildings, and so the Visigoths were kind of intimidated by that. So there was a negotiated sack, who was rather humane, where they allowed the Visigoths to come in and grab stuff for about 3 days, and that they were fairly kind and didn't mess with people in Christian churches.
That's good.
You gotta realize the Visigoths. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, the Visigoths, I mean, they were foederati for the Roman Empire, which means essentially, I mean, they were almost like an alliance.
Mercenaries.
Yeah, exactly. When they're in Gaul, so sure.
Yeah, they're as Romanized as the Romans. I mean,
but weren't the Visigoths looking for food?
I can't really tell you that. I mean, okay. I know the siege was usually as hard on the besiegers as it was on the besieged.
Yeah.
So I can imagine they were pretty hungry, too.
Indeed. Chris, I appreciate your historical knowledge on this. Thanks very much.
Oh, well, I got it for a lot of it from Hardcore History, which is something you plugged from Dan Carlin, and I want to plug it again.
Absolutely. Dan Carlin does a great podcast, Hardcore History. I can't remember all the stuff. I forget more facts from Hardcore History than I can remember.
Yeah, there's a lot of facts there.
Yeah.
It's a really great podcast. Let's go ahead and take Steve in Illinois. Listen on XM. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi. Listen, I travel all over the United States, and I've run into a really something that I thought was really unusual. I've met five people in 2012 that are businessmen. They run their own businesses, and they have quit paying income taxes.
Wow.
Haven't paid them in decades, they said.
I bet Ian would like to know about that. He's on the show the other six nights of the week.
Indeed.
And but these guys, I sat down and talked with them, and they are, I asked them, how are you planning for retirement? And they said, well, they buy silver coins and silver and gold coins, and they said that's what their retirement's in. And they said,
I bet they have more money to buy those coins with nothing taxes.
You're not paying those income taxes.
They don't pay income tax. They don't pay Medicare tax. And they don't pay into Social Security.
Amazing. That's the only way. You'd have to not fill out income tax forms to not pay those things. I thought for a long time I wasn't paying Social Security for a very long time.
What was the story with that?
Well, it turns out that there's this thing called a small business tax that I just thought was a way that they went after small businesses for being small businesses. Turns out that's the Social Security and Medicare or whatever it is.
Yeah, and these guys, I asked them, I said, well, don't you hear from the IRS? And they said, well, years ago we used to get letters, but they said one of the tricks is you never answer them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think I'd answer.
I asked them, I said, well, do you have any idea how many people are doing this? Is this something like maybe a movement that's starting? And they said that one guy told me there are over 6 million people that are doing this. They're just refusing to file, not paying any
tax. That sounds consistent with some of the things we've heard before.
I've heard numbers like this. I mean, there were only, I think it was in 2008, there were about 144 million income tax forms filed. There are 300 million people in the United States. Some of those are jointly filed forms.
Married people. Right. Some of them are kids or don't have any income or whatever, right?
Right. Some of them are kids. But even if you don't have an income, I think you're supposed to still be filing this form. I mean, it's a year in jail for not filling out an income tax form is the threat.
Yeah.
Stephen, I really appreciate your insight. If you've got any more, I'd certainly love to hear it from in the future. I think
that's amazing.
Interesting. Yeah. Let's go to Jack in Texas. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Listening to your last segment when you're talking about the responsibility between parents and children.
Yeah.
And I wanted to share an analogy that I kind of have started to come to in recent months.
Okay.
And if I'm driving my car and I, due to my own negligence, hit a pedestrian, well, that pedestrian's, the cost of their recuperation is my responsibility. Let's say they have to be in a hospital for 6 months. Maybe they need a year of physical therapy, but whatever it is, because I was the one who caused it, I'm the one responsible for it.
Right.
And I see where this is going.
Yeah.
Right. And so they don't owe me anything because if I have to spend $250,000 via my insurance or my own savings, whatever, but if it costs me like $250,000 to make up for the damage I caused to them through no fault of their own, well, that doesn't incur any obligation on their part. They don't owe gratitude or they don't owe taking care of me when I'm old or injured. That's just something I have to do just to bring the scales back up to even.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at parenting in the same way, is that children are born dependent and helpless,
mm-hmm.
and it's not their fault.
Yeah,
so
they didn't ask
whatever
to be born.
It takes, whatever resources they need to get to the point where they can be independent is what the parents owe them for putting them in that situation to begin with.
Birth?
So,
life?
Right.
Okay.
So for the parents and the children, because the parents are giving them the resources, doesn't mean that the children owe the parents anything in return.
I think
the parents they're just bringing the scales up to even. They're just creating a blank slate by fulfilling their parental obligation.
Yeah,
and I really appreciate that analogy.
I was going to say I appreciate it too. It brings a lot of clarity into the discussion.
I think so too. I think that, you know, I think parents have an obligation to provide a certain level of subsistence. You know, when I was a 15, 16, 17 year old working for, you know, I had a part-time job that I'd had for quite some time at that point, and I had money. I didn't want clothes. I wanted special name brand clothes because I felt that it was going to, you know, make me a better, you know, more popular, get more girls or whatever it was. And, you know, I guess it was reasonably successful. But I think a parent has an obligation to provide some kind of, life for the child. But I don't think they have the obligation to get them everything they want.
Jack?
Well, I would say that teaching the children to value, to have the right set of values by the time they're teenagers is something that should have happened a long time ago, and it's
sure.
part of the teaching that the parents owe.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So if a teenager doesn't know, you know, what's important and what's not important in life, that means there was probably a failure multiple years in the past. Or maybe not a failure, but some sort of deficiency.
I think we all, I think we all are struggling with this all the time. You know, what do we need? What do we not need? This is a sort of, this is part of the consumer lifestyle we all live. I don't think that somebody's broken or deficient because they think, you know, I wonder if I do need that iPhone. And they try to come up with reasons in their mind or whatever that is.
Still, if someone has a kid that wants, you know, some name brand clothing or whatever, maybe like the first step would be to talk to them about that, right? If they're trying to decide whether they really want that or need that.
We'll find out why they have that need.
Yeah, help them make that decision. Help them decide if they really do want that or if there's something else that they want, like to be popular or whatever, right? And then
I'd help them with the decision, but I think they need to earn the money to do it. And I think it's interesting when it comes to, as a parent, where does a child earn money and where do they not? Because I think that they, for my son Jack, he's got, if he wants to earn some money, he's been very successful. He can go pick up sticks in the yard, that kind of thing. And then he can place that value of that money where he wants to. Currently, it's plastic dinosaurs. Jack, I appreciate the call. If you want to check out Free Talk Live in the meantime, we'll be back in 21 hours. But until then, you can go to freetalklive.com. It's been Mark.
And Brian.
Stephanie.
freetalklive.com.
Love hardwood? Get it for up to 59% less at Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Bellawood prefinished Brazilian hardwood is up to 47% less. Refinished birch, just $169 a square foot. Our best laminates are 20% off, are already incredibly low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss out. These unheard of deals are available only while supplies last. Hardwood flooring sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more, so you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.